And I guess also for those extroverted people, maybe acknowledging that some people actually prefer to celebrate Christmas on a quieter manner, you know? Hey there, Zesties! You're listening to the Gleeful Talk Show, where we share zesty stories to cultivate the happiness and hero within and out. It's a few days before Christmas. Ho, 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 ho! Happy holidays! I hope you guys are enjoying this festive season. While you're enjoying your Christmas parties, please don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast on your favorite podcasting platform. That'll make my Christmas more complete. Please share this show to your family and friends as well. The more, the merrier. Please follow the show on our socials, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. But more likely, you will find me neither because I rarely go online these days. It's just better for my mental health. But my DMs are always open. So if you have any feedback, episode recommendations, feel free to DM me or email to gleefultalkshow@gmail.com. Once again, thanks so much for all your support this year, 2022. And for those zesties who have been here since day one, thanks so, so, so much. And big shout out to Jem, aka Raru Suchin, for your continued support. So yes, zesties, Christmas time. Although the reason for the season is the birth of Christ, most of us, we tend to forget it, right? We are too busy with year-end parties, Christmas parties, and if you're an accountant, year-end closing or half-year close, that we tend to disregard the actual reason why we are celebrating this Christmas. So for those who actually and genuinely do not know, the reason why we celebrate Christmas is it's because it's the birth of Christ, the Savior of humankind. And actually, the date of birth of Christ is not stated in the Gospels or any historical sources, but most biblical scholars assume a year of birth between the 6th and 4th BC, and there's no historical evidence to really define the dating. However, around 350 AD, the date first asserted by Pope Julius I is the 25th of December, and there was no actual reason as to why it was, but most scholars think that it's because the day or the season has been estimated by various methods, including the description of shepherds watching over their sheep, and they have found it to be perhaps more or less during winter time. Well, if Christ was born in Australia, then it would be summer, right? But that's besides the point. And there were other scholarly views that the Star of Bethlehem, which was actually what was described in the Bible, was perhaps the great conjunction of Jupiter and Saturn during that time. And this was mentioned by a University of Cambridge professor, Colin Humphreys. Other astronomical events have also been considered, including a close planetary conjunction between Venus and Jupiter in 2 BC. Anyway, basically, we are celebrating Christmas because of Jesus Christ. And sometimes we tend to forget the reason why we celebrate the season, and it's more about just parties and etc. And actually, it's more of celebrating the Savior, right? Respectfully, for those zesties who do not celebrate Christmas season because of the actual reason, you're still welcome to celebrate Christmas with us. With all these celebrations, parties, festivities, you name it, why do most of us, including myself, still feel anxious or slightly sad despite this festive season? Well, zesties, I've gathered up the list of things that I could find, both based on experience and other people's experiences as well as research. So this episode is to simply talk about those reasons, not finding fault at it, but rather acknowledging it. And by discussing it on this show, simply to imply that you are not alone on your feelings and your emotions are valid despite being sad or anxious during this holiday season. So I have a list here, but they are not all encompassing, all right? So these are the things that I think are the reasons for our anxiety. And if you guys have additional things on your list, please do let me know or email to gleefultalkshow@gmail.com or slide on my DMs. So first, what I think what makes us anxious is meeting with family members. Of course, meeting our family members will make us happy, especially our parents, brothers, sisters, cousins, etc. But the thing is, sometimes when we have to visit a family member that we don't actually really like, you know, especially for extended families culture like the Philippines, where Christmas Day itself, you go to your aunt's house or uncle's house, and perhaps it's a very extended family, so uncles and aunties and whatever, and you cannot avoid it, that it's pretty common that these people, they are very familiar to you, and sometimes they might not have those boundaries, and they tend to comment negatively on your appearance when they see you. And if they haven't seen you for a long time, especially, they would comment on how you've gained weight, how you have acne, etc. So it's pretty common, unfortunately. And I guess that's one of the reasons that we do get anxious. And thankfully, so far, I haven't received that comment, but maybe because I'm far away right now from all of my family members. But I do remember some instances before that they do comment on, you know, I guess nothing really malicious, but sometimes it can get into your system and you tend to lose confidence because of that comment. So for sure, that does make us very anxious and, you know, dreading meeting them, right? So what I'd say maybe is minimize contact. If you would need to visit family members who you get anxious with, maybe just go for a quick lunch or quick snack time or whatever on a Christmas day rather than spending the whole day with them. In that way, you could still say hi and do your pleasantries without you being too much contact, basically. And unfortunately, we cannot choose our family, right? But we can choose who we treat as our family, which is our friends. And another thing would be perhaps we just maybe it's either we call them out for it, but it really depends on how they will take this one, right? So it's gonna be a hit or miss situation. And you don't want some drama on a Christmas day. So I guess the best thing to do would be minimize contact. Then another reason I feel that anxiety creeps in during the holiday season is that we tend to compare other people's Christmas festivities versus our own. So Christmas celebrations aren't the same for everyone. We need to remind ourselves of that. For example, myself, my Christmas parties way back then when I was still living in the Philippines were a lot. Like parties with I don't know how many S's, because I have to spend like with family, then different set of friends, which can be quite exhausting, especially for an introvert like me. But of course, I love spending time with them, so that was really, really fun. But when I moved to Dubai, my friends became fewer because you're in a new country. So from maybe, let's say, 5 different sets of Christmas parties, I only have 1 Christmas party basically at home, or maybe 2. And then being an immigrant and also as an introvert, if you move to different countries like myself, you tend to have fewer friends along the way, which is the nature of life, I guess, especially if you're an introvert like me. So for me right now, it's not more on comparing my Christmas parties or my Christmas celebrations with what is Australian celebration right now or what is Philippine celebration right now. But maybe for me is more on looking back, oh, those were the good old days. But this isn't much of an issue that caused me anxiety, but perhaps other people might feel this anxiety because of, you know, you tend to see other people's Christmas celebrations on Instagram or etc. And I guess also for those extroverted people, maybe acknowledging that some people actually prefer to celebrate Christmas on a quieter manner, you know, like Christmas isn't always gonna be very extravagant or loud or all abundance, maybe because especially in this day and age, we might have abundance way back then, but now it's really the food and everything is very expensive right now, I tell you. And by the way, Zessies, please, please excuse my voice right now. I'm actually having a flu. It's not COVID, but I'm a bit sick right now, but I still wanted to record this episode for you guys, especially since I haven't recorded a solo episode for some time. Life happened, unfortunately, but here we are. Yes, so again, back to what I mentioned earlier. If we tend to compare other people's Christmas parties with our own, we might get anxious. And I guess for us, it's mainly remembering that each year might be different. Each Christmas celebration would be different as well. So I guess scaling back again and thinking that it's not always going to be grandiose all the time. And again, for our extroverted friends, just try to acknowledge as well that people, especially introvert people, kind of preferred a quieter celebration. So it's not that, oh, poor them, they have a very quiet Christmas. What if they prefer it that way, you know? Another reason that could cause us anxiety this Christmas season is expecting Christmas to be perfect. There is a song actually in the Philippines entitled The Perfect Christmas by Jose Marichan, which is also a very, very beautiful song. But just to relate that song to this topic and our anxieties, because all of these songs and even the vibe is just signaling you to be happy, to be perfect, to celebrate it perfectly. But Christmas wouldn't be perfect all the time, each year, I mean. So again, reminding ourselves that, especially in this day and age, that it's a very different time now. And there have been a lot of happenings in the world actually that are impacting how we celebrate Christmas too. So, for example, if you had a very grandiose Christmas celebration 2-3 years ago before COVID, then it would be different right now. And that's just acknowledging the fact that it's really just different. As an example, myself, who actually I lost my mom this year. So I was very close to my mom. Of course, my Christmas right now would be very, very different from few Christmases ago, right? And I'm also far away from my family. So it could trigger some anxiety a little bit on my side as well. And for all you zesties out there who feel this way, know that it is normal actually to feel anxious that you want your Christmas to be perfect or to be great, right? But let's scale back on our expectations as well, that Christmas this year might be different and maybe Christmas next year would be different as well, right? So that's what I wanted to share to you, that Christmas celebrations won't be perfect each year, and that's okay. And then another cause of anxiety that I can find is actually dreading the Christmas routine. So you know how this is a season, right? So we had Christmas last year, Christmas 2 years ago, etc. And then we always have a tradition, for example, and we might just be doing the things we do for Christmas out of routine, and that doesn't really give us joy. What I could say for this reason is that maybe try something different. So if you tend to perhaps celebrate Christmas at home, do your cooking during Christmas Eve or something like that. If you're dreading doing all those chores for Christmas Eve, why not book a staycation on a hotel and eat out, right? Just try something different in order to maybe change up your routine so that you won't feel too constrained or too mundane for your Christmas celebration, let's say. You could also change up maybe the restaurant or even the food that you cook up during Christmas night, or perhaps change your decor. If you use the same decor every Christmas, maybe donate that decor, the old ones you have, and if you want to buy a new one, or maybe trade it with a friend, right? So something like that to make you less dreadful of doing your Christmas celebration. And then another reason I could find is actually dreading the food and the parties, especially when you're on diet. So zesties, of course, we cannot really avoid eating during Christmas because it's just the nature of the season, right? So what I could say is just all things in moderation, and maybe try it the Italian way. So when we think of Italy, sumptuous meals comes to mind, right? But passeggiata, the Italian tradition of taking a stroll after meals, maybe just for fun, but it makes our routine healthier as well. So Italians do not slip on sneakers or spandex. They simply just stand up after a meal, walk outside, and take a short stroll. So you could do this passeggiata the Italian way. So every time you eat your dinner, your lunch, you take a short walk, and it could probably help, I think. I mean, look at the Italians. And another tip would be perhaps it's either, of course, the moderation is always there, but if you really want to drink alcohol, zesties, then you could either try wine or try the alcoholic water drinks. There is a new trend now where it's actually water with alcohol if you really like to drink alcohol. So try that one. I don't know if it's in the Philippines already, but I'm sure it's in the US and in Australia. And of course, if you just want to drink together with your friends, try drinking a mocktail, right? Then another reason I can find is thinking what you've done the past year and whether it was enough. So this is so me, right? The past year was very, very stressful, I'd say, 2022. As I mentioned on this episode and previous episode, my mom's death, health scares as well in my family. Of course, there's still the pandemic and the war that causes all of the everything, right? It's so effed up. And of course, thinking about the future, what the future holds. So these things actually sometimes or most of the time keep me up at night. Whether I do meditation before that, sometimes these thoughts still creep in, unfortunately, and I'm not that master meditator that I can just easily shrug it off. So again, this is acknowledging that I am human, we are human, and these things happen to the best of us. So what's the solution? Well, actually, I don't have a specific one because this one is I personally, you know, struggling. But what I would say theoretically, and at times really it also helped me, is that really mindfulness. That's the only thing that actually saved me. I'm not saying that, oh, okay, when these thoughts creep in, wow, I'm mindful and then get back. No, actually, it will take me a day to realize that, oh, this is actually temporary. This is actually not what's happening. I've done enough. I've done my best for the year, etc. And there's a lot of inner strength that you need to gather in order to talk out that voice inside your head saying that you're not enough or you haven't done enough for the year. So I guess that's what I would say to you, Zesties, as well, who are having this problem. So it's normal that you're thinking these, but in case it's, if it's extremely debilitating, of course, you need to reach out to a professional. So this is, this podcast is based on personal experiences, and I'm not a professional. This is just acknowledging that these things happen, but if those thoughts are really creeping in more often than not, then I would highly, highly suggest for you to reach out and get professional help. And another reason that is potentially causing anxiety is perhaps getting sick during the holidays, which is actually very timely right now for me. I'm recording this with COVID, and it's quite unfortunate because I have a lot of things going on this week personally and at work. So all of those things got canceled because of getting sick, right? Especially the Christmas parties and the things that I needed to do before the year ends, all canceled now. And I can't believe how unfortunate it is, because I had like 3 work meetings at least lined up this week, and I also have 2 personal health related, self-care related appointments that I need to cancel as well, and then also of course my Christmas parties. What can I do? So now really it's not really causing me that much anxiety anymore. Here I am on my, I don't know, maybe 4th day of COVID, I don't know. I just tested today as of this recording, and I was actually quite sick. And I know that I mentioned earlier that I'm sick, but it's not COVID. But because I've recorded this episode in 2 days, then surprise, plot twist, it's actually COVID. I didn't expect it that much that it's COVID, and I thought I am able to dodge it for 3 years. But unfortunately, I couldn't evade it, and here I am. With all the travels I had in this year, I didn't catch it, or at least I don't know if I caught it, but right now it's quite evident, and so that's why I tested, and I got positive. Anyway, that's the only positive that we don't want in our lives, right? So for me, I kind of like accepted now that I just couldn't do anything about it. And rather than sulking, I thought or conditioned myself that anyway, it's kind of good because I'll just stay home, get to relax, and not spend too much maybe, and not drink alcohol as much, I guess. So I guess mainly it's all about perspective, and it's just basically what the world is right now, right? So especially here in Australia, there is COVID going around, which is quite weird because it's actually summer here, and you know, COVID is much more stronger, I'd say, if it's winter. I don't know, I'm not a doctor or a scientist, but that's what they say. But apparently in Australia, in the heat of the summer, there's still COVID. So for those who are also sick right now with COVID or anything viral, just stay at home and enjoy your time at home. You can do other things that you don't normally do during the holidays because you're out and about and partying, right? I guess maybe more for introverted people like me, it wouldn't be as hard to stay at home and see things this way, in this perspective, but I guess for our extroverted friends who really prefer going out, then it might be a little bit harder for you, but I know you'll be able to accept it eventually. And yeah, there's still online party, I guess. There's still a lot of ways that you can reach out. And actually here in Australia, even if you have COVID, there's no mandatory isolation anymore, but I just really prefer staying at home because I don't want to infect people. So anyway, another reason I could think of is also the gift shopping, especially if you have a lot of friends in your area or family members and you are that type of person who likes to gift people, and every year you are dreading this type of exercise, for example, because maybe you just exhausted all of your options for the last few years, right? But forget about the perfect gift. Remember, everybody likes a gift voucher. All right. And then I think the thing that could sum up all of the anxiety that we could potentially have during this holiday season is things not going as planned, which is also encompassing the reasons that I have laid out earlier. So what I could say is just maybe do the things that you don't usually have time for instead. So if that plan didn't work out for me, like the Christmas parties that I'm supposed to go, then I would perhaps more alone time as well. I would have more time to read. And again, this is gonna be different for each and everyone, how you feel and the severity of how you feel, right? Because, you know, we are different and we react differently in different kinds of situations. But from what I could think and what could be more applicable to me perhaps, and maybe for other people in the introverted spectrum, is take leisurely walks, bask in the sun, and sometimes do nothing, right? But if it dreads you to do nothing, then read a new book or watch a new show. There are a lot of new shows coming up in December especially, and I'm gonna review some of them here in this podcast and also in the Nerdy Fans podcast, so please watch out for those. With things not going as planned, I mean, it sucks more because it's in the holiday season, but other than that, it's just BAU, right? So I think for us, maybe it's more of accepting and just reminding ourselves that that just happens and it's not as bad as we originally thought it was. Sometimes we dread something to happen so much, and then when it happened, it actually is not too bad after all, right? So maybe it's just more on the thinking. And I guess this advice is also for myself. Do less thinking or less overthinking and eventually you will get there. But again, Zesties, this is not professional advice. So this is just more of a personal experience and personal opinion. If you have debilitating thoughts, then please reach out to a professional or reach out to a support group like your friends and family. All right? I could list all of the reasons in the world, but, you know, these are just the main ones that I can think of. And if you can think of anything more, please let me know on the comment section on my Instagram. And for all these reasons to be anxious about, let's just try our best to get grounded and remind ourselves that these are just temporary and actually not too bad if you look at it in the grand scheme of things, right? So, all right. Thanks, Zesties, for listening to today's episode. And how did you find it? Let me know in the comments or email to gleefultalkshow@gmail.com. If you'd like to support the show, please rate, review, and share this podcast to your mates. And if you want to be a little extra, you can also support the show by buying me a cup of coffee or two. Please click on the link on the episode notes to show me some little love. And I'd be very excited to know your suggestions into upcoming episodes, so please don't hesitate to email me or contact me. May you have a wonderful, relaxing, and enjoyable Christmas.